Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel says 24 people who were freed after being held hostage in Gaza by Hamas are in good health. The 13 Israelis, 10 Thais and one Filipino, all underwent initial checks at an airbase in southern Israel. They'll receive further treatment at six hospitals across Israel. Tom Bateman reports from Jerusalem.
We saw some of these extraordinary pictures as the Red Cross jeeps passed the Rafah border crossing, exiting Gaza, bringing an end to 7 weeks of captivity for these hostages. And the first signs that they appeared to be in a pretty healthy state. We saw, for example, one of the elderly women waving at people outside as the car crossed. So now those checks are taking place in the hospitals. The 13 Israeli hostages are being reunited. And on the Palestinian side, the release of 39 Palestinians held in Israeli jails. They've been released, some of them into the occupied West Bank, others into occupied East Jerusalem, where they too are being reunited with their families.
The US President Joe Biden said this was only the start and thanked Qatar, Egypt and Israel's leaders for securing the release of the hostages. Mr. Biden said, "We will not stop until all hostages are home." Dr. Efrat Bronhalev from the Schneider Hospital is looking after some of the freed Israeli hostages.
I was thrilled to be the one to receive four children, three mothers and a grandmother, to the best and most caring hands here at Schneider Children's Medical Center of Israel. Their physical condition is good and they're currently undergoing medical and emotional assessment. From our perspective, this is a national mission.
One of the freed Palestinians said her release came as a complete surprise. She'd been in prison since 2015 and had been held in solitary confinement with no idea about the current situation in Gaza. The UN says 137 trucks carrying urgently needed food, water, medicines and fuel have crossed into Gaza. It's the biggest humanitarian convoy to enter the territory since the conflict began early last month. Similar quantities of aid are scheduled to follow over the next 3 days of the truce. James Elder from the UN Children's Agency UNICEF said the effects of the lengthy Israeli military offensive on civilians was devastating, especially on children, like a young boy he met.
He was in his family home a few days ago when it was bombed. He had burns to more than 50% of his body. Both his legs were shattered. He was with only his uncle, had these soft, gentle blue eyes, but the doctors think he may not actually see again. His uncle hasn't yet told him that his father and brother have also been killed. That story is repeated across Gaza.
World News from the BBC. The United Nations has warned that many Afghan families recently forced to leave Pakistan have no homes to return to and will struggle to feed themselves through the winter. The World Food Programme Director for Afghanistan, Shoei Li, travelled to the border between the two countries. She said families were arriving exhausted and hungry. Opposition politicians in Madagascar say they will not recognise the outcome of last week's presidential election, which is expected to be announced on Saturday. Official results show the incumbent, Ange Roudzouel, is on course to win with enough votes to ensure a second round is not needed. A group representing 11 candidates has said the whole exercise was illegitimate and has tried to distance them from what it called the political and social instability that might follow. The Somali president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, has said his country's admission into the eight-nation East African community offers significant opportunities for prosperity. The regional economic bloc has its headquarters in Arusha, Tanzania, and has been expanding, with the Democratic Republic of Congo joining last year. The American rapper and music producer Sean Diddy Combs has been accused of an historical sexual assault by a third woman in just over a week. Andrew Otieng reports.
The unnamed woman alleges that Sean Combs and another singer offered her and a friend drinks throughout the night. She claims she was then coerced into having sex with Mr. Combs. Another suit filed on Thursday accused the rapper of drugging and sexually assaulting a different woman in 1991. His representatives have denied both claims and say they are nothing but a money grab. Both lawsuits were filed hours before New York State's temporary adult survivors law was due to expire on Friday. The law allowed alleged victims of sex crimes to sue after the statute of limitations had lapsed.
Mr. Combs recently settled another sexual assault suit brought by his former girlfriend, the R&B singer Cassandra Ventura. BBC News.